That's Jane Sapp and Morning Train. And I hope you'll join us. There's coffee. Not that I've seen any of it yet, Ricky. And juice. Just teasing. And juice. And I understand there's some great cookies over there. And plenty of seats to hear the Newlanders. We're recording a video for Pete Seeger and a brand new song by the Newlanders that was written at the request of Pete Seeger. It's a song about Johnny Appleseed. And we'll be also featuring the music of the troubadour of the 2x4, Bob Schmertz, legendary Pittsburgh architect. And it's nice to see so many people coming in to be part of things today. But it's time also for our Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month. And how silly, it's clearly our Big Sister of the Month, our Big Sister, Little Sister of the Month. Here with us are Carrie and Tion. Hi, Tion. How are you today?
Good.
And how old are you?
8.
And I'll say hi to Carrie, too, since you two like to do things together. Hi, Carrie.
Hello, Larry.
And Carrie, when did you two become a team?
In August of 2008, so it's been a little bit over a year now.
And that's terrific. Tion, do you remember the first time you met?
No.
No? But do you remember, Carrie? I'll bet you do.
I do remember. Mm-hmm. We're down at the Big Brothers Big Sisters location in the Squirrel Hill area, and Tion came in, and we were introduced to each other and started talking about the things that she likes to do for fun and what she likes to do in school, and it was a really good time.
Well, what are some of those things, Tion? Do you have anything, like on a cold day like today, what might you like to do? Would you stay inside or go out?
My friend, she lives right, like, 3 houses down. She comes over my house and we play with my baby doll stuff.
Oh, cool. Do you have a lot of dolls?
Yeah.
Do you know exactly how many? Some collectors know exactly how many.
10.
That's a lot of dolls. Do you have a favorite?
Yeah.
Which one is it?
It's a Brad one.
Do you collect anything, Carrie, out of curiosity?
Not necessarily. I like to scrapbook, so I collect scrapbooking supplies and pictures and things like that.
Have you ever done that together, scrapbooking?
No, we've done some crafts together, though.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Tion, what do you like to do in school?
My favorite subjects is math and science.
And can you tell me what you're doing in science right now?
Right now we're doing in science. We like write on this paper, we read this book, and we find the important words and we have to write it down on this paper.
Oh, to help you to learn. And what subject, what part of science are you learning about? Is it earth science or maybe things about water?
It's measurement.
Measuring things. And are you learning about different units of measurement?
Yeah.
What are some of the ones you're learning?
The first time we went to science, we did the lemon lab.
What's that?
Like, you have to make sure the lemon doesn't fall on the floor and make sure it doesn't have any lumps and bumps on it. And you have to make the lemon's name, its birth, and all the things.
How interesting.
And when it's going to be when it grows up.
Was it fun? I'll bet. Now, what are you doing in math? You mentioned you liked math, too.
Well, math, we're doing, we trade numbers.
You trade numbers?
Yeah.
How do you do that? Like, if I would trade a number with you, what would I do? I've never traded numbers before.
You have to put the bigger number on top.
Oh, I see. So if you had an 8, I would put down maybe a 9 on top of it because it's bigger?
Yeah, and 9 minus 8 would be 1.
Oh, I see. And then I might put a 15 on top of the 9?
No.
No? How many numbers do you get? Just 1 through 10?
No.
No?
Any numbers.
Any number. I see. This sounds like fun, actually. I like doing that kind of stuff. Do you like to read?
Yeah.
What are you reading now?
Well, for every month, we have to at least read a couple books for the 25 books.
So the idea is to come up with 25 books in a year?
Yeah.
And that makes sense, 2 per month. And what are you going to be reading now, or what are you reading now?
In reading, I read lots of books, and I write them down on my paper with the books.
Oh, that's good. Do you have a favorite, or one that you'd recommend?
My favorite book is... It's...
Might be hard to remember while we're here, but I figured maybe it might come up. Maybe Carrie remembers, too. Do you guys ever read together?
We do read together. Tian has a series of books about horseback riding that she really likes.
Have you ever been on a horse?
No.
That might be a fun thing to do together.
Yeah, we've been talking about doing it for a while now, but she's still pretty small. So maybe in another year or two, we'll be able to get her on the horse.
So, Carrie, what got you interested in being a big sister?
I'd heard a lot about the program when I was in college, but I just didn't have the time or the means then whenever I was a student. So I was excited whenever I was able to get my first job and have my own car and things like that so I could get involved. And I love kids, and I thought it would be fun to have my own little buddy that we could do things together and build our own type of relationship. And it's been really fun.
That's great. What are some of the things that you've done?
We've gone to Chuck E. Cheese. We've gone to Splash Lagoon, the indoor water park in Erie. We've gone hiking at North Park. We do homework together, had movie night, paint our fingernails, play dress up, lots of fun stuff.
You mentioned Splash Lagoon earlier. What's it like there?
It's fun because it's like a water park, but it's inside. And it was snowing when we went.
It was snowing, but yeah. You still got to be in a water park because it was inside. I've never been there. Do you get wet when you go there?
Yeah.
I figured.
You go down water slides. There's a hot tub there, a grown-up one and a kid's one. And there's a lot of rides that go down super fast.
Boy, that sounds like fun. Have you thought about what you might want to be when you grow up?
No.
No? I haven't really much either. What do you do, Carrie?
I'm a customer relationship manager for Ariba, which is a software company.
Yeah, I've heard of Ariba, mm-hmm. And that's got to be a pretty demanding job, I would think.
Yeah,
Have you ever gone to work with Carrie to see what it's like where she works?
No.
Maybe one of these days. Might
yeah,
be nice.
That would be neat.
Who else is in your family?
My mom, my brothers and sisters, and I have a dog.
What's your dog's
name?
A
new puppy.
Pierre.
And Pierre's brand new? What kind of dog is Pierre? Is he a nice dog?
Yeah.
And where does Pierre sleep at night? Does he sleep inside the house?
Or? Yeah.
Well, that sounds nice.
He's real small.
And do you think he's smart?
No.
No? He's just...
He's a Yorkie.
Oh, those are pretty. Do you help take care of him?
Yeah.
What do you do?
We take them outside, we walk them, and we feed them. We all do it, and everybody picks up the dog poop, of course. He peed in his cage.
Oh, that's not good.
I didn't clean it out. My sister did.
That's a good thing. And better in the cage than other places, you know. I could think of other places. Is it fun to have a dog?
Yeah.
I've never had one. I have 2 cats.
I had a couple of dogs. One got ran over, and when we went to Disney World, my grandma, she couldn't keep it for us, and she sold it.
Aw, well, that's sad. But I'm not glad that you have a new dog now. Pierre, right? Mm-hmm. It's your new dog's name.
But we call him P.
P, well, with good reason, from what I hear. Right? Given what he did in the cage, I meant that would be a good name for him. What school do you go to?
Westwood Elementary.
Oh, I've been there. It's a nice school. And what's it like having Carrie? Do you talk much during the week together? Or how do you stay in contact?
She texts my mom and calls my mom.
And then your mom will give the phone to you whenever you're around so that we can catch up.
Yeah, she did that yesterday.
Well, that's nice. That's terrific. And just wonderful that you're able to stay in touch. And I know Daquan, your brother, was here before with his big brother, Eddie. and they were sitting right here where you are before. Carrie, is there anything else you want to add about your relationship?
I'd just like to say it's been really nice being Tian's older sister. She's such a special girl, and she's really thoughtful. She always makes me really sweet birthday cards, and she's always thinking of me, and we do lots of special things together. And it's been a really good experience and very rewarding, and I would just encourage anybody who has the opportunity to get involved in Big Brothers and Big Sisters to do it, because it's been really great for Tian and I. And I'm looking forward to many, many more years of getting to know Tian as she grows up.
I'm glad. And Tian, do you want to say anything else about what it's like to have a big sister?
No.
Well, you're a good spokesperson. And we have a pass for the Children's Museum for you, so you can see all the exhibits. There's a water play area here that's on the third floor in the main building. And I think you'll enjoy that. And Kristen Pace is here, too. How nice, what a great pair you have matched here. It must give you a lot of pleasure when you see great sisters like this.
It is. It's always one of the reasons I ask them to do this is because it's always a joy when I call them and hear about all the fun things they're doing together and what a great match, how wonderful they get along and that they're both getting something out of this experience.
It's terrific, and I'm sure there's always a need for more bigs, and how can people get involved? What's the easiest way?
You can go online to our website, www.bbbspittsburgh.org, and our phone number here in Pittsburgh is 412-363-6100.
And I want to thank you, all three of you, for being here, but especially you, Tian, for speaking out and talking about what it's like. You really did a great job. Is there anything else you want to say? Did we cover everything?
Me, Carrie, and Saquon and Eddie, we went ice skating together, too.
Wow. How'd you do?
Good.
That's great. Well, I'm glad. Did you go down to PPG Place, or where did you go? Or Schenley Park, maybe?
Schenley Park.
Well, terrific. What a nice activity for the four of you to do together. Well, thank you for being here with us. And I can't wait to see your relationship continue to blossom.
Us too. Thank you.